There it goes. And I'll put up the study and I'm on the microphone. Wow, very good. Very good. It's like a little extra note there. That sounded good. Well, anyway, we're one of Messiah congregation, Kahal Chaber Mashiach, just a little piece of the Israel of God. And here we are on the Sabbath. So let's ask God to bless and anoint this study. Heavenly Father, Master of the universe, Creator of all things, knowing that you see us right now and you hear us and you watch us, forgive us any sin, Lord and God, anything that would displease you, anything that we do in this flesh. Heavenly Father, let us always be out of the flesh and be in the spirit of the living God. Bless and anoint this day, this Sabbath. Bless and anoint the study. Let it be fruitful for everyone. Let it encourage everyone. That's why we're here, to be encouraged. Increase our faith. Give us wisdom, knowledge, and the fear of God. And I just thank God for the blood of Yeshua. And I thank God that one day we'll meet you, living God. We come into your holy of holies through the blood of Yeshua. Amen. May God always be with us and lead, guide, and direct us. Amen. Shabbat Shalom. Amen. Well, we're in a place called Hohenwald, Tennessee. There's our phone numbers, there's the website, there's the email. Haven't received any, I don't get any emails anymore, or phone calls, or I don't know what's going on. But anyway, there it is. Well, today, believe it or not, we're still using the Gregorian calendar. Today's September 1st. Yay! We're in September, and that's so strange because September used to be called the seventh month. That's what September means, but now it's the ninth month. Isn't that strange in the Gregorian calendar? So anyway, they can't get their little Gregorian calendar straight, but we acknowledge God's calendar. But before I do that, the first day of autumn looks like it's September 22nd. So it's coming. Wow. Summer will be over in a few weeks. Ooh. You better get ready, too. It gets nice and chilly. We're now in the sixth month of God, the God of Israel called Elu, and it's the 20th day. We already showed how to prove that by those two verses. My ministry has been a teaching ministry to bring up topics and subjects maybe you're not familiar with or you haven't heard in a congregation you've ever attended. Anyway, my server's still running back there. Thank God for that. I'm happy that just runs without us even acknowledging, you know, if it's on or off. But you can, anytime you want, you can always read the studies. You can listen to the studies. You can watch the studies. You could even upload them to your iPhones or iPads or whatever you got. That's what that's all about. Right now, we're in a chat room called Pow Talk. We've been doing this, boy, for how many years? I lost track. But anyway, you can download PowTalk for free. There it is right there. And if you have Real Player, which that's one of the audio players and video players, you can always download that for free. And you put that in the, put that right in the file. You can see me right now. Anyway, today's topic is, this isn't going to be a long study today, but I just wanted to review the coming feast and holy days, which is obviously really right around the corner, whether you know it or not. It's really soon. The seventh month of God, Ha'etanim, and the four extra Sabbaths. So that's what I like to talk about. We'll have four extra Sabbaths, which is just fine with me. And I hope it's fine with you, because just take a break. Now, I just want to make sure these are the possible dates for the feast and holy days. You know, as we get closer to the new moon, the days may change by a day, you know, or whatever. Possible new moon for the 7 month might be Tuesday, the 11th, or Wednesday, the 12th. And we'll find out about that, because once that new moon shows up, that'll be, of course, a Sabbath, because it's the memorial blowing the trumpets. Wow. So we'll find out about that sooner. But I'm just giving you an idea of when these days are. Day of Atonement, obviously, if one of those days I just told you up there is the case, it'll either be Thursday or Friday. And the Feast of Tabernacles will be, of course, 5 days later, another Tuesday or Wednesday. So these are all Sabbaths, so that's four extra Sabbaths, you know. Don't be confused. Once we determine the correct new moon, all the other days will just fall into place. So don't be alarmed, okay? Anyway, so we're getting ready for the coming feast and holy days in the seventh month of God of Israel called Ha'et Dinim. And of course, already people are sending me on my emails, they are sending me things saying, Happy New Year and God's new year. It's ridiculous. First of all, it's not New Year. It's the seventh month. And again, it's not Tishrei. It's Ha'et Dinim, according to the scriptures. Anyway, so here's one simple verse below to prove it's the seventh month, not New Year. It's not Ha'et, and it's called Ha'et Dinim, not Tishrei. Tishrei, by the way, is not found in the Hebrew Bible. It's made up. And you can go to 1 Kings 8:2. You should all know that verse, okay? Because it says right there that it's Ha'et Dinim and it's the seventh month, right? So if I said it's the seventh month, does that sound like the beginning of the year?
No.
No. Anyway, so but the people, some people in other religions, they went as far as to say it's Rosh Hashanah, or it's when Adam's birthday, or when the world was created. And I always raise my hand and say, where does it say that? Because you know they just made that up. I don't know anybody that was around when the world was created. Or how would you know if it's Adam's birthday? Just made up. It's just something to dazzle you. And it's the Feast of Ingathering, which is in or at the going to the end of the year. It's not New Year. It says right there, Feast of Ingathering is the Feast of Tabernacles. Okay? So that's a good verse to know. Exodus 23:16. And that's very important to understand. So Judaism and some Messianics and some other people, they all are wrong. They just got it all wrong. Anyway, we're going to read some verses today in Leviticus 23:23. And it's always amazing to me. Makes me pause. I always see Yehovah spoke unto Moses. You know, I always wonder why none of these things happen in the days we're living in, you know, the century we're living in. He says, speak unto the children of Israel, saying, in the seventh month, it's not New Year. Do you hear that? This is God talking. He says, in the seventh month, the first day of the month, you shall have a Sabbath, a memorial of blowing of trumpets, a holy convocation. And there's all the credentials for the Sabbath. You know, it's a holy convocation. It's a Sabbath. That means, obviously, your mind should go, okay, no work, no buying and selling. It's a public meeting, sacred assembly. It's a day of God, and it has significance to something that we'll, you know, maybe one day we'll find out. This memorial blowing the trumpets. It says, you should do no civil work therein, but you shall offer an offering made by fire unto Yehovah. Obviously, we don't offer offerings, but we give God the fruit of our lips and other offerings to God. And Jehovah spoke unto Moses, saying, then, 10 days later from the first day, we have in the seventh month, it says again, doesn't say New Year, it says there's a Day of Atonement. And the Day of Atonement, there's no connection with fasting or good deeds. You needed the blood, okay? So make sure you remember that. It's the blood. And we'll go over that as we approach these days. It shall be a holy convocation unto you, and you shall afflict your souls and offer an offering made by fire unto Yehovah. Obviously, the Day of Atonement, you definitely want to scrutinize and really afflict your soul, meaning you better make sure you're ready to meet the Lord, because we actually believe this is possibility of the Lord coming back. So you can't say forgive me once he comes back, right? This is in the future. It says not to do any work in the same day. It's a day of atonement to make atonement for you before Jehovah your God. Yeah. Whatsoever it be that shall not be afflicted in that same day, he shall be cut off from his people. Of course, if you're not afflicted and you feel like, oh, I better make sure I'm ready to meet God and make sure I'm pure and no spot, no blemish, no wrinkle, you know. And we should feel like that every day, because you never know when you're going to meet the Lord, really. Right? You never know when you can meet the Lord. It says, whatsoever soul it be that doth any work in the same day, the soul will I destroy from among the people. You can say that again. You'll be destroyed in everlasting fire from among God's people. You should do no manner of work. It's a statute forever throughout your generations and all your dwellings. So you cannot be with anyone that's not keeping these days. And we don't allow anyone to come into our congregation on these days, because especially if we don't know them, if we don't know, you know, what they're all about. And it shall be unto you a Sabbath of rest, Shabbat Shabbaton. You shall afflict your souls. That's a nah. It's not zoom. In the ninth day, here's how you do it. The ninth day at even, from even to even, you shall celebrate your Sabbaths. And that's how we know how we do every Sabbath, from even to even. Everybody's got that? That goes for any Sabbath besides these unique Sabbaths, okay? And Yehovah spoke unto Moses, saying, speak unto the children of Israel, saying, the 15th day of the seventh month shall be the Feast of Tabernacles for 7 days unto Yehovah. So the Feast of Tabernacles is for 7 days. And on the first day, it shall be a holy convocation. Again, everyone here knows about it's a Sabbath. We're not going to do any work therein, obviously. 7 days you shall offer an offering made by fire unto Yehovah. And then the eighth day, which is a special day, it's also a Sabbath. So there's a Sabbath on the front and on the back of this feast, 7 day feast. Eighth day shall be a holy convocation unto you. And the same thing, you shall offer an offering made by fire unto Yehovah. It's a solemn assembly, and you should do no civil work therein. And all these things that they did physically back then in the Torah here, remember, there's spiritual significance for us in the future. We don't think about offerings by fire unto Yehovah. That's over. But we have a different way of doing offerings to God. Also, and then he gives a little more information for some reason. He goes down to verse, they added from verse 36 to 39. It says on the 15th day of the seventh month, remember, again, you could prove to anyone, any one of these days, doesn't say it's New Year. It keeps saying it's the seventh month, okay? When you have gathered in the fruit of the land, you shall keep a feast unto Yehovah 7 days. And it's a feast for 7 days, because that's important. And on the first day shall be a Sabbath, and on the eighth day shall be a Sabbath. Everybody got that? So, remember those days above there. Let's go look at those again real quick. Let me go back to the beginning. So these days up here, to some people, might be a little surprising, because here we have a Tuesday or a Wednesday, right? Could be a Sabbath. And over here, we have a Thursday or a Friday, could be a Sabbath, or, a Tuesday or a Wednesday again. Those are Sabbaths. And, some people think Sabbath is only on Saturday, but these are actually days treated just like the Sabbath. So that's very unique. That's why I'm saying let's say real serious Seventh-day Adventists that keep the Sabbath, even though today there's a variety of Seventh-day Adventists and they all do it different, right? But let's say a real serious one that keeps the Sabbath, no buying and selling and no work on Saturday. But they don't know about the seven other Sabbaths, so they're still full of sin. That's terrible, isn't it? And guess what? It's just right in the scriptures. All you have to do is read it and block out your doctrine. Yeah, that's what the scary part is. It's right there. You can't say, "Well, God, no one told me." Well, he told us in his word, if you just read it. Anyway, let's see here. It says, and you shall take, now this is very interesting here, cannot just do any work. So I guess this is not considered work in God's eyes. Because it says, this is on the 15th day of the seventh month, right? But it says, on the first day, we're going to go get boughs of goodly trees, branches of palm trees, boughs of thick trees, willows of the brook, and we're going to rejoice before Yehovah, your God, 7 days. And God didn't make any specific species of plant or branch that you're supposed to get. That's why he just said, branches of palm trees and fig trees or anything, willows of the brook. But Judaism makes a big deal about the different fruits and different branches. And they make a big deal about everything. That's not even the focus. This is, we're going to go build a booth. It says, and you shall keep it a feast unto Jehovah 7 days in the year. It's a statute forever in your generations. You shall celebrate it in the seventh month. So I still can't figure out how everyone's going, Happy New Year. It's God's New Year. I mean, it actually says this in the Hebrew Bible, too. And it says, you shall dwell in booths, and we will. We will dwell in booths 7 days. Every day we'll be in a booth somewhere. And it says, all that are Israelites born shall dwell in booths. So if you're born again into the Israel of God, you're a true Israelite. You're a true Jew, a true person of God in plain English. And the reason why we're doing this, one of the reasons, that your generations may know that I made the children of Israel from the past dwell in booths when I brought them out of the land of Egypt. I am Yehovah. So we see God did this, and he preserved them, he took care of them, and, you know, they still blew it, right? Anyway, here's a breakdown of the Sabbaths, okay? The memorial blowing of trumpets, Zichron Teruah, is the first day. It's the first Sabbath, right? Everybody got that? Verse 24, in case somebody says, where's it say that? Okay? It says, V'be'er el b'nei Yisrael l'mo'a b'chodesh ha'shevi'i b'achad l'chodesh yehyeh l'chem Shabbaton Zichron Teruah Mikra Kodesh. And that's, it says, so I'm just reading a little Hebrew to you just to show you that it really says the same thing in the English. So that English is right on, okay? It says, you should not supposed to do any civil work therein. And that's Kal Melechet Avodah Lo Tasu. That means no public or domestic work, no work. It's amazing, God has to tell us don't work. Most people don't want to work, right? Then, of course, a few days later, we have the Day of Atonement. There's two Sabbaths there, two extra Sabbaths. The Day of Atonement. On the 10th day, there shall be a Day of Atonement. It's holy. This is the second Sabbath, I should say. Second extra Sabbath. And remember, this is going to be, it's not going to be on Saturday. That's really unique to me. I mean, so the 10th day of the seventh month shall be the Day of Atonement. And there's all the Hebrew that says that, okay? I'm not going to read it to you. If you read Hebrew and you look right in here, you can see the word tzum is not in there, but it says anah, you know? So there it is right there. It says, and you shall do no work in the selfsame day. It is a day of atonement to make atonement for you before Yehovah your God. So everyone should see that was a Sabbath. That's a second extra Sabbath, right? That's verse 27. And I'm doing this for the people that really, they, I don't know. You can read it to them 100 times, but they're still going to get it wrong. It says, whatsoever be that doth any work in the same day, that so are I destroyed from among the people. That's scary. That's a scary verse, isn't it? Should be. We're not going to do no manner of work. It's a statute forever. Forever. It says, Chukat Olam Ledorotechem, in all your generations. Wow. It shall be unto you a Sabbath of rest, and you shall afflict your souls. In the ninth, it says, the ninth day in the month at even. That's how we start every Sabbath, in the evening before. Right? I always go like that. You know why? Because that's like when the evening is. I'm looking at my clock. So it's from the evening to evening. No? And that's something people still can't get. God starts his days in the evening. And you have to, again, read the Bible, read Genesis to get that, right? So these feasts are very important and holy days. And the only thing that's sad about it to me is we get to rehearse them again where we're not with God. Wouldn't it be better to be with God right now? Yeah. So we got the 15th day to the 22nd day, and it's called the Feast of Tabernacles, Chag HaSukkot and Chag HaAsif, the Feast of Ingathering. It's not New Year. It's the feast at the year's end, the last harvest of the year. They just make stuff up. And there's a, this is the third extra Sabbath. On the first day of this feast, there's going to be a Sabbath right there. Everybody see that? And the fourth extra Sabbath is on the eighth day. It's a holy convocation. So these days are very important. We've been rehearsing these for like a long time now. And you might say, well, that was in the Torah, you know, that's a long time ago. Then why are they doing it in the Gospel of John, the Feast of Tabernacles? Because it's a memorial, something that's always supposed to go on. So here we have in the Gospel of John, the Feast of Tabernacles. And Yeshua went up to the feast, right there. That's John chapter 7. Read that chapter if you don't believe me. And here it is right here, now about the midst of the feast, Yeshua went up into the temple and taught. So right in the middle of the feast, here comes Yeshua. So you might say to yourself, well, why is he doing that? That's something that took place in the past. People always say that. Oh, that's over. That was done. Then why are they doing it like thousands of years later? So the question is, here it is almost 2,000 years later from Yeshua. We're still doing it today because it hasn't been completed yet. And then, of course, like it talks about the last day, the eighth day. They even have that in verse 37. The last day, the great day of the feast. That's the eighth day, the 22nd day of the seventh month, Ha'etanim. Yeshua stood and cried, saying, if any man thirst, let him come unto me and drink. He that believes on me, as the scripture had said, out of his belly shall flow rivers of living water. But this he spake of the Spirit, which they that believed on him should receive, for the Holy Ghost was not yet given, because Yeshua was not yet glorified. Amen. And something else that goes on is, in Leviticus 25, it talks about this trumpet of the Jubilee is going to sound on the 10th day of the seventh month, one of these days again, in the Day of Atonement. So that if you read all about the Jubilee, that's when everybody's set free, you know. Sort of rhymes, Jubilee, set free. And that's sort of like what Yeshua is talking about. When he went into the temple and read out of the book of Isaiah, you know. So this is really important to understand that. So you might say, some people might say, well, why are you observing these days? Well, Paul, in his letter to the Colossians, he breaks down the whole thing and says, Paul says they are a shadow of things to come. He didn't say they were a shadow of things that happened or in the past or something you can just read about and think, see what our ancestors did. No, there's something's going to come. And do they have a meaning for the future? Somebody might ask you, what are we doing that for? What's it mean? Well, the four feasts and holy days of the God of Israel pertain to the second coming of Messiah in someone's lifetime in the future. And I can't say we're going to be here. I'm not saying we're not going to be here, but, you know, at this moment in time, doesn't look like we're going to be here because they have to build a third temple. There has to be an Antichrist. There has to be two witnesses for 3 years. There has to be a 7-year peace pact signed. There has to be a lot of things that are going to transpire, which we might be here. This might be very old. I know Ethan will be here, maybe. Maybe Zach will be here, or Jacqueline. They're most likely going to see all these things, most likely, and they may miss it too. I'm not saying they are. Because we don't desire the day of the Lord, because we know it's the day of darkness, the day of gloominess, the day of the sound of the trumpet, the sound of the trumpet, the sound of the alarm in the city. Wow. And you might say, well, all these Sabbaths, are they necessary? I mean, come on. It's a long time ago. Look what God says right here. Tell me if this sounds like you should be doing them. Speak unto the children of Israel, saying, verily, my Sabbaths you shall keep. That's plural. It's a sign between me and you throughout your generations. that you may know that I am Yehovah that doth sanctify you. I'm the one who makes you holy. So you might say, well, you know, most people probably can't say they're of the children of Israel. Maybe that's true because they're just in sin. They never surrendered or joined the God of Israel. But we see this as this is a sign between us and God. Isn't that amazing? It says, you shall keep the Sabbath day, for it's holy unto you. This day is actually holy unto us. Everyone that defiles us shall surely be put to death. But whosoever doth any work therein, that soul shall be cut off from among his people. 6 days may work be done. But on the seventh is the Sabbath of rest, holy to Yehovah. Whosoever doth any work in the Sabbath day shall surely be put to death. That's how severe it is. But most people go, Sabbath, I can just go, I'll go shopping a little bit. How about I'm going to just go out there and get some gas? Yeah, some people actually bought gas on the way to our congregation. Talk about not knowing the scriptures. Wherefore the children of Israel shall keep the Sabbath to observe the Sabbath throughout their generations for a perpetual, that's even more severe, perpetual covenant. So the Sabbath is a perpetual covenant. That's a very serious covenant, don't you think? He says it twice if you didn't get it. It's a sign between me, God, if you don't know the pronoun there, and the children of Israel forever. For in 6 days Yehovah made heaven and earth, and on the seventh day he rested and was refreshed. It's going to be a big refreshing when this is over, when there's time no more. So all the Sabbaths are holy convocations, and there's the words in Hebrew in case you want to know them, Mikra Kodesh. And there's all the word that really gets me is this Mikra is a rehearsal. It's a public meeting, you know, a sacred assembly, a calling out. It's something special. Like today, you know, that's why we're here. We picked it out of the days of the week, right? And holy means all this, all these words are not just by themselves. They're all set apart to God, the God of Israel. Sacredness to the God of Israel. Holiness to the God of Israel. You know, you're not just set apart. Set apart from what? Set apart, you know, to the God of Israel. Right? So, there's three feasts and holy days of Jehovah are all about the Messiah's first and second coming. There's three feasts, right? Yeah. 7, like all the books say and all the things they want you to buy. And there are shadows of things to come. And you can always click on that video there and watch it, okay? You know, Paul is cautioning the Colossians. I don't think I hardly met any Christians that ever read Colossians 2:16 right. Paul was writing a letter cautioning the Colossians, let no man therefore judge you in food, what you eat or drink, or in respect of a holy day, or of the new moon, or of the Sabbath days. There he's talking about everything we're doing right there. He said all these things are shadow of things to come. That's future tense. But, as also, and the body is of Messiah. So this all has to do with Messiah. So here we have Apostle Paul bringing up everything that we're supposed to do and everything that he's doing. And, of course, obviously, he came after Yeshua, so Yeshua was doing them and everybody was doing them. They actually had respect of a holy day and of the new moon. So even though there's no record of that, Paul makes it very clear right here, this was all still happening when he was alive. Okay? So that's a good verse to know if you read it right, obviously. I still can't figure out how anyone could read this whole thing and go, don't judge me, brother. I mean, that makes absolutely zero sense. Really, makes no sense. There's the word judge in the Greek. You guys all know that. It means don't let anyone condemn it to you or, you know, form an opinion or get into a dispute about it. And then there's the word for meat. Meat doesn't mean like just meat, like, you know, hamburgers or something. It means food or drink, you know. God already told us what to eat. Most people are most people are eating things that they've never been construed as food and just poison. Really. We also know the scripture, getting drunk, you can't keep the commandments. Another evil spirit enters into you. No drunkard will enter the kingdom of heaven, right? So being drunk, you can't do that either. You can have a drink, but that's about it. And a holy day, obviously, is a feast, or the holy day. And the new moon is obviously the observance of the new moon. That's pretty simple. I mean, it's not really complicated. And the Sabbath day, a Shabbaton, is the same thing. It's a Sabbath, in plain English. I can read all that to you. And a shadow is the same thing like this. There's my hand. That's a shadow. But this body is of me, right? Right?
Yeah.
This body's of me. Everybody got that? But that shadow is all about, all those other things are shadows of the Messiah. It's really important. So the second coming of Messiah in someone's lifetime, to actually think about that. I was thinking about that this morning, how you could say that so much, but just to really understand, wow, he's going to really return in the clouds in someone's lifetime. So the three feasts, he was, as in the body, form as Messiah, Feast of Unleavened Bread, the barley harvest. He is, he came as the Holy Spirit in the Feast of Weeks. That's the wheat harvest. And he is to come. He's the Almighty God, the Feast of Tabernacles, harvest of everything else. Yeah. He was, he is, and he was, and he is to come. I like how they say it in Revelation. It says, and the four beasts and had each of them six wings about him. And they were full of eyes within. And they rest not day and night. So imagine seeing that. We're going to see all kind of creatures when we get to heaven or be with God. Imagine seeing that creature. We're not going to be scared. It's just going to be like, wow, that God created you. It's going to be a beast, four beasts. And they have six wings. And they're full of eyes, and they don't rest day or night, saying, holy, holy, holy to God of Israel, Lord God Almighty, Jehovah God Almighty, which was and is to come. And the reason why you know this is Messiah, because he, which was, you know, and is to come, because he's coming back. The word of God. The last harvest. Two interesting facts, like, you know, we got this Jubilee on the Day of Atonement and the Shemitah, which is the year of release, the Feast of Tabernacles. And that's pretty amazing to me, because the Jubilee and the release, they're very similar. They both, where everything's set free and you don't have to pay more debts and you're just like start all over again. And it's just like, wow, you're just like free. You know, it's just sounds just like being with God. The Jubilee, the 50th year, the Day of Atonement. And there is where it says it. And Moses commanded them, saying, at the end of every 7 years. So they remember this after every 7 years, just like us. In the solemnity of a year of release is the feast, in the Feast of Tabernacles. So I keep thinking that they rehearsed every 7 years just to think about, wow, it's all going to end one day. And boom. But of course it didn't end, because we're here. When all Israel's come appear before Jehovah thy God in the place which he shall choose, thou shalt read this is what's going to happen. You're going to read the law before all Israel in their hearing. Gather the people together, men and women and children, the stranger that's within your gates, the ones that joined, that they may hear and that they may learn. So you're going to hear and that you may learn. And you may fear Jehovah your God and observe to do all the words of this law. And that their children, which have not known anything, may hear and learn to fear Jehovah your God as long as you live in the land whither you go over Jordan to possess it. It's very important. It's a scary thought, you know. It is pretty frightening to meet the Lord. Anyway, this is not a long study today, but I want you to understand this is why we're doing it. If somebody walks up to you and says, what are you doing that for? And so now you have an answer, right? And, you know, If they say, well, that's been done before, what would you say? Well, they did it at the time of the Lord. Why wouldn't we do it now? Right? So, anyway, there's the Sabbath to keep it. Everybody knows Zicharon, right? There it is right there. Everybody knows the Holy Convocation by now, right? And everybody knows that Moshav, and the place of your dwelling or where you're dwelling at the time. So in other words, you have to preset where you're going and who you're going to be with and make sure everybody's doing what God wants. Anyway, you should see I guess you see the terrible situation the world's in today, right? The name of God, seventh month, the name is gone. Feast of Tabernacles, basically no one's ever heard of that. God's holy days in the seventh month. The four extra Sabbaths, forget that, that's gone. The time of the year, these days occur in God's calendar, the seventh month, that's gone because they're saying it's New Year and the other people are saying it's September. God's Jubilee, proclaiming liberty to every, you know, when you're set free, and the year of release, it's all deleted and replaced. Isn't that weird? Pope Gregory replaced it with September. Judaism replaced it with Tishrei and the New Year. And everybody else couldn't care less. Seriously, it's weird. We have a huge job of restoring the truth of our God of Israel to this lost world. Get to work. You know, I have a question, which I know no one has the answer. In Revelation, it says, but in the days of the voice of the seventh angel, when he shall begin to sound, the mystery of God shall be finished, as he had declared to his servants, the prophets. So the voice of the seventh angel, is this mystery of God that will be finished, as he had declared to his servants, the prophets, the last day of atonement, Jubilee, and the last feast of tabernacles, year of release? So, of course, right before that, it says in verse 9, I should have put it down, it says, there shall be time no more. So it's over in someone's life. It's over in someone's lifetime. Anyway, I want to say Shabbat Shalom. I know this might shock you. It's not a long study today. Only about 40 minutes, I think. Yeah. It's not a long study, but it's a rehearsal of the feast that's coming. And it's coming soon. Today is the first. So, it's not that far away, and you have to get ready. Prepare yourself to meet the Lord. And I had this here, if anyone didn't know about the Sabbath, you know, of course you guys all know it, so I'm not going to read it to you. But I figured if we had a guest, I'd go over the Sabbath with them. So, remember, the Shemitah, the release, and also the Yovel, the Jubilee, and they all have to do with the Day of Atonement and the Feast of Tabernacles. And I guess we'll understand this better and better as time proceeds. They did it every 7 years. And that always reminds me of when they did it every 7 years, they were being reminded of, you know, the 6 days of creation, and then the seventh day God was refreshed. And it was like that. And that's what's going to happen. It keeps going. And it's reaching up to us where one day, I hope we all get refreshed at the return of Messiah, if we're here, you know, if we happen to be here, refreshing of the coming of the Lord. Wow. Maybe it even says that somewhere in the Bible. Anyway, hope you got something out of this study. It's a little bit to think about, because a lot of people, they think we're just going to build a little tent somewhere and play soldier or something, you know, or go camping in our backyard. I remember somebody asked me one day that when I was in Franklin, we were building our Sukkot in our backyard. Somebody said, oh, are you camping out? And I thought, camping out? I live right 2 feet away. I'm not just camping out. But it gave me the opportunity to explain about the Feast of Tabernacles, why we're doing it. Simple way to explain it is God showed us that he took care of the people in the past. You know, he preserved them, took care of them, fed them. And, you know, just like what he does to us today, you know, takes care of us, preserves us, keeps us alive, heals us, strengthens us. And we hope one day in the future, We get to tabernacle with the Lord throughout eternity. So it has a three different ways of thinking about it. So make sure you know all that. And somebody says, why are you doing it today? Just say, well, Yeshua did it in chapter 7 of John. Why shouldn't I? He didn't say it's over. Right. He never said it's don't do it. Matter of fact, Paul makes it very clear. These are a shadow of things to come. That's even after Messiah, after the resurrection of Messiah, Paul, right? He's still talking about them. And then later on, Paul talks about other holy days of God, too. But anyway, I hope you got something out of this. And make sure you always have the answer. And that's one of the things I think one of the sisters brought up, Sister Jacqueline. She wanted to go over, you know, a good way to answer people on certain questions. So I hope today I gave you nice answers to people. If they say to you, why are you doing this? It's over. And what kind of meaning does it have? I mean, you know, what are you doing? Just building a little booth in the back of your yard? But now you should have the answer to those two questions, right? I hope you should. And if you don't remember them, just hit rewind and hear them again. Anyway, yeah. Heavenly Father, we thank and praise you for your coming feast and holy days, and give us more and more understanding of these seven trumpets that are going to sound in Revelation. And at the last trump, time will be no more. And I just thank God that one day we're going to meet you, living God. And let us always be ready to meet you, whether we go to meet you ahead of time or we're here when you return. Let us always be a shining example of you, Father, and keeping your commandments before this world. And may God bless everyone here and heal everyone and strengthen everyone and encourage everyone today. And may God always give you the grace you need, the traveling grace when you travel home and wherever you travel. And may God always protect us in Yeshua's name and caution us from any evil. Thank you, Father, for the blood of Yeshua. Thank you for another day that we could be alive in this time to proclaim your word. Amen. Shabbat shalom, everyone. Shabbat shalom. So I will stop the audio. Let me stop that. Stop the video first. Shabbat shalom. And that stops that. Oh, we forgot the light. I guess Yeshua is the light. And we'll stop the, we'll just pause this. Let's see.